Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
And indeed, we are back to this Thursday edition of Today's Issues. Fred Jackson sitting in for Tim, for Ed, and for Abe, and for Walker. So Ray Pritchard is joining me. Good to have you along. I'm glad some of us stayed home.
That's it.
Well, the gang, as we've been telling you, either in Orlando, Florida, at the National Religious Broadcasters, or on their way there. And tonight is a big night at that convention in Orlando, Florida, because tonight they are going to honor our founder, Dr. Don Wildman. And I'll tell you what, those of us who get a chance to work with this man every day would probably say it's long overdue. It's a tremendous honor. We're glad the NRB is doing it, and we couldn't be prouder of him. And we're going to spend just the next few minutes on this program today talking to some folks who have known Brother Don for quite a long while. And among those are our Senior Vice President, Buddy Smith, is with us. Buddy, good to have you.
Thank you, Fred and Ray.
Hey, Buddy.
And Bert Harper. Now, I think you probably know Bert a little bit. Exploring the Word each day, one of the great programs that started here on American Family Radio in recent years. Because Brother Bert kind of came out of retirement. He retired as a pastor. And then couldn't stay home. He had to come to American Family Radio. So he co-hosts that each day here at American Family Radio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's right, Central Time.
Central Time here at American Family Radio. But Brother Bert's involvement with American Family Association and Brother Don goes way back beyond that, Bert.
It does. I came as pastor here in Tupelo. And it was already 6 years after AFA had started. It was called the National Federation for Decency at that point in time. Mm. But I met Don, and there was an instant, likeness that the things that were important to him were important to me. And it wasn't long after that he asked me to serve on the board. And I got to serve on the board. Buddy served on the board before he came here as well.
That's right.
And so I got to serve Ray Pritchard. Ray, you were on it about a year. I was on it.
That's right.
And when the mosquitoes, as Brother Don called it, that liberal mosquito got him and he had to step down, the board elected me chairman of the board. And I was chairman of the board for 2 years. And I want to say, you know, when you write your obituary, you'll put some highlights on that.
Right.
That will be on my highlights. Think of the joy it was, and I would say the honor to say, here's where Don Wildman sat, and here we want you to, I didn't even come close, but it was an honor to be put there. So anyway, during that 20 years, he not only was a hero, but he became a friend.
And Buddy, let's go back a little bit. You know, the history of American Family Association, I've been telling folks, it got started on Brother Don's dining room back in the 70s, right?
Yep, 77.
77. You know, Brother Don, we need to let people know, we're based here in Tupelo, Mississippi, which is a huge metropolitan area compared to where Brother Don came from.
Dumas, Mississippi.
Yeah. Dumas, Mississippi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another metropolitan, probably not on your map.
Checker capital of the world, though.
Checker capital of
the
world.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what, Buddy, and I want you to expand on this. I've known Brother Don now for about 20 years, just over 20 years. And I grew up in a rural area. He's a guy, if you just met him, might think, okay, yeah, he's a rural guy. But here's what you learn very quickly.
Yeah.
That mind is packed.
Oh, my goodness.
Full of God-given wisdom,
yes,
and an energy,
yeah,
an energy that it's a little bit infectious,
yes,
because you can't be around him and just sit there and say,
no, you can't.
If you're going to go along with the ride with Don Wildman, you better be prepared to get on that ship and ride hard.
Yes, I think you're painting a very good picture, Fred. And you know, added to that is just the heart of a godly servant. I mean, and let me restate that. A huge heart of a godly servant. I don't guess I've ever met anyone, added to what you have just said, as brilliant as the man is, as energetic and God-called, but add to that just this huge heart of the love of God that loves the Lord first and everyone around him. And yes, one of the most amazing visionaries I've ever met, and yet in the day-to-day operations here at AFA and AFR, you know, somehow, and I think it's a kind of a weird combination, you know, visionaries I don't think normally would get down kind of in the nitty-gritty, the day-to-day operations of something, but somehow he had that just uncanny ability to be both.
I know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kept us all on our toes, to say the least, wondering, okay, you know, there are a lot of employees around here, and there are a lot of nooks and offices and corners, but, you know, Don's liable to be looking over your shoulder any moment, checking up on your assignment.
Yeah, and famous quotes, let's get some work done. Let's get some work done.
Yes. In the board meetings, they'd get ready for the financial report, and they would give it, but Brother Don would say this, and I remember it, I bet he said it, that, well, we took in a little, and we spent a little less than we took in.
That's right.
And here's you talking about frugal. Now, yeah. I would add to that, you talking about getting the most out of what came in.
Amen.
Don Wildman has done it, and again, that heritage has been passed on down.
Ray, you know, you've been around various ministries for quite a long time, and Bert is entering into a part of the discussion that I wanted to bring forward here today about the financial accountability. And first and foremost, in Brother Don's mind was also, this is God's money that we're taking care of here. Mm-hmm. This is money that people have given us. And he always, one of the amazing things about this ministry that I always found, he never moved forward until we had the money to do it.
Right.
He was not, Ray, going to put this ministry in financial jeopardy, and he's never done that.
You know, as someone who serves on the board of the ministry currently, and I was there just the last year or so, before the liberal mosquito came along. And, you know, I'm really saying this to the listeners. I'm amazed at the financial accountability, the frugality. You know, I don't know how it is in every other ministry around the nation, but you don't have a lot of gold-plated, you know, bathrooms and stuff like that around AFR. There's a reason why this ministry has been debt-free basically from the beginning, because it's operated on the basis of, as God brings the money in, we're going to spend it, and we're not going to spend it until God provides it. And you know, people would say, well, you can't have a worldwide ministry unless you leverage everything and go on all this deep debt. Don Wildman begged to differ, and look what God has done.
You know, I go back, and I remember, because I come in early in the morning, but Brother Don, one of the first employees here, and one of his first jobs was go to adjust the thermostat, all right? Because the last thing he did when he left the night before, if it was summertime, he cranked that up so the air conditioning didn't run hard all night.
Yeah.
Or it was wintertime, he cranked that heat down a little bit because nobody's here, so we don't need to keep this place. But, you know, that just spoke to his conviction that he was going to use God's money wise, just a good steward.
Yeah.
I'm going to play you a little bit of an excerpt of an interview that Brother Don did back in the year 2000, because another aspect of Brother Don is this country guy was a visionary when it came to technology.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the cutting edge. He understood it from the get-go. And just to kind of give it that demonstration, I want to play this little cut.
Is America in the pits morally? It sure is. Is there any kind of visible ray of hope out there that's going to be any different? I don't know. But I tell you what, it surely won't be if everybody quits. Who knows what God's going to do through American Family Radio or through the American Family Association? You know, one of these days, with all the new technology, we just might have as much influence on our culture as NBC? That's a foolish statement, isn't it? But wait a minute, technology's out there, and it's going to change. The internet literally is going to change our society. Mm-hmm. I've seen the change since I began this ministry 23 years ago. Then there were three networks, and they told you when Walter Cronkite said that's the way it is, then that's the way it was. It didn't matter if he was lying to you, that's still the way it was. And everybody thought that's the way it was. But the communications has changed now, and we're developing a presence on the internet as well as radio. If you will do what you can do, God take care of the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Buddy, those last words, if you can do what you can do, God will take care of the rest of us.
Well, you know, Fred, I remember a story briefly here about Don was with him on a trip, and he was always just so focused, more than anyone I've ever known, on his mission that God gave him. But it kind of an off-the-wall statement, I thought. He said, look, now when we remind me next week, I was kind of his personal assistant at the time, remind me next week, we need to sit down and get a plan. I said, plan? He said, yes, a succession plan. Like when you're gone? He said, yes. And I said, well, that surprises me a little bit, Brother Don. And he said, well, why? And I said, well, I don't know. I've just always thought about you as a person just so focused on what God gave him to do. And then when your time was up, hey, it's somebody else's turn, and I've been faithful. And here's what he said. I could tell I really did annoy him with what I had just said to him. He said, let me just put it this way. I said, okay. He said, the day that I am not leading the way at AFA, if that very next day, if AFA is not continuing to develop and become more of what God had in mind when he put it in my heart to start with, he said this. He said, I will consider myself a complete failure.
Wow.
And I said, well, really? And he said, well, yes. And, you know, I thought about that this morning as we were thinking about this award for Don. And this is kind of a bad analogy because of the news of today with Disney in the news pushing the dangerous homosexual agenda like they are. But I remember read this story about Mike Vance, and he told about being at Walt Disney World soon after its completion. And someone said, it's too bad Walt Disney didn't live to see this. And Vance replied, he did see it. That's why it's here. Mm. And I thought about Don and about his vision for the impact for Christ that this ministry could make and should make upon our nation and world. And I really believe that even though, yes, we still have Brother Don here, not quite in the driver's seat as he once was. Tim is doing a very able job of that. But I think when we consider the impact that AFA is continuing to have, we're continuing to grow and develop and be the voice of Christ and his hands and feet in our culture and speak truth. You know, it goes back to Don's vision that God planted in his heart, and it just continues to play out here, and very thankful.
In 1991, when AFR was introduced, I was on the board. I remember him bringing it to the board, and we said, what? And he shared about translators. You know, he had read an article about translators in a magazine. And he said, I can do this. We can do this. And it exploded. I mean, those first 100 stations was here in no time. But it really, the technology, the vision, and the capacity to carry it out. I've seen a lot of folks, and this is what you were referring to a moment ago, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been around people that were visionary, but they didn't seem to have the capability to carry out the vision themselves. In other words, they were the visionary, and they would hand it off to others to bring it about. Don could do both.
Yeah, he could.
And work with people. And the biggest surprise I got was the tenderness and the huge heart. That's what I found out over the years. How many ministries because of Don Wildman, somebody coming in and saying, this is what we're going to do. And Don having the capacity, the money, and the desire and the vision to get them started. And those ministers are still going. And that's the legacy of AFR. We have not done this alone. We've brought others along with us. That's what great leaders do. They don't do it by themselves. They bring others along with them. And Don Wildman has done that.
Yeah.
You know, I just think the word visionary over and over again.
Yes.
And it took it beyond American Family Radio, Ray, and I'd like you to speak to this. Again, another story many people probably don't know about Don Wildman is that this is several years ago now, and guys, you can help me with this. There was a gentleman came in who was a pastor from Uganda. And God had laid on that man's heart that he thought radio in Uganda could be used of God in a great way. And he heard, he was, I think he was in Alabama visiting a church, and he heard about Don Wildman.
Yeah.
And Don Wildman knew something about radio. He came over here, Ray, and Brother Don arranged for him to get some radio equipment. And what has happened since then is absolutely mind-boggling in Uganda. So, Ray, the reach of American Family Radio isn't between East Coast and West Coast of America. It has stretched literally around the world because of Brother Don having the vision and an obedient heart.
You know, there is a biblical principle at work. Your faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I mean, who could see 40 years ago what this ministry would become? And Bert, like you said, you know, okay, we're going to do radio, and everybody's looking around going, what? What? But Don's, Brother Don saw that. He saw the internet as a great platform for the future years before other ministry leaders figured this thing out. And that's why folks were coming to Tupelo. And Brother Don was saying, okay, we'll share with you what we found out. And the example of the brother from Uganda. If I say that Brother Don Wildman had an ecumenical heart, I mean that in the great gospel-centered way, that whatever God has given us, he was willing to share and is still willing to share with Christians around the world. And this ministry is a result of that kind of heart, that kind of vision, frankly, that kind of biblical faith.
Guys, I want to play you another clip, one of those famous clips from Brother Don. And you kind of alluded to this and want to come back and discuss in just a moment. To look at the projects that American Family Association, AFR, has had through the years, and people may say, well, you failed. You know, we had the boycott of Disney at one time, and speaking out against terrible things happening on network programming. But with Brother Don, it was always about keep the fight and be faithful, because that's what counts. Have a listen.
What could I say to you that would help you go back out where it's rough, where it seems like we're getting beaten all the time? Let me tell you something. All God asks of you is faithfulness. That's it. Your availability is what he's concerned about. He'll take care of the ability part. And all the odds are against us, but so what? We are his child. God doesn't judge by the same standards with which the world judges. Thank God for that. And God's truths are not dependent upon some politician. Thank God for that. Faithfulness is the word, not necessarily success.
Wow. Just more of Don Wildman's wisdom. And just in case you've joined us, we're talking today about the great honor that's going to be bestowed on our founder, Don Wildman. Don is there in Orlando, too, with his wife, Linda. And that's why the family members are down there,
yes,
the whole bunch of them. It's just going to be a great evening with Brother Don in Orlando. But, boy, I tell you what, you just listened to that one-minute piece of audio, and you saw Don Wildman's heart. And you saw and you heard there while God has been able to use him and continues to use Brother Don.
That's exactly right. And that was a just a clarion message that came through Don over and over again that, you know, how's this all going to turn out? I can remember, how's this all going to turn out? Well, we don't know, you know. But that's not why we're here. We're here to be faithful to God's call, to share his truth, to share his love with a world that desperately needs to hear. And Fred, I will mention briefly here, in case our listeners are not aware, at afastore.net, we have a little compilation in a book, Our Call to Faithfulness. It's about 30 of Brother Don's columns that he wrote for the AFA Journal. And that's the name of the little book here, Our Call to Faithfulness, The Voice and Legacy of Don Wildman. I would just encourage all of our listeners to get this book from the store and read it, share it. It is just filled with these little nuggets of truth that resonate so clearly, even right now in this culture in which we live that's gone crazy.
The thing that the internet, let me share, I do another program on the weekend called Exploring Missions. Mm-hmm. And in the early days, my son was getting an interview with someone that had to use a pen name because his effectiveness in the Muslim community of Muslims coming to Christ, he was kind of he had to protect himself. So we were interviewing him, and he got to thinking, well, should I do this interview? So he decided he would talk to his mentor. So he emailed his mentor and told him about the interview, and the mentor emailed him back and said, now, who is it with? He said, American Family Radio. And he said, well, do you know the individual on American Family Radio? And he said, yes, it's Bert Harper. And he said, yes, go and do that. I listen to Bert and Alex every day on Exploring the Word. And this person was in the Middle East as a missionary. But because of the internet, here we were, our programming being listened beyond, just like you said, from East Coast to West Coast around the world. And that's a visionary. That is Don Wildman's ability to have the vision. He always could see 10 years down the road, guys, beyond. And but he was able to do something about it.
Ray, we just have about a minute and a half left. Any closing thoughts from you on this great honor being bestowed on our founder today? We're
well,
mighty proud of him.
It is richly deserved. And, you know, if you go back to the very beginning, to that dining room table, he had a vision, had a dream. He didn't know. He was faithful. God has done the rest.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you what, it's just driven him. You've mentioned a couple of times, what's the phrase you used? What, mosquito?
The liberal mosquito.
The liberal mosquito. had a mosquito bite, had a very bad reaction to it. This is back 3, 4, 5 years ago now. But you know what? God raised him out of that bed.
Right.
He had heart issues, and I remember he didn't know if he was going to make it or not, so I went in. Again, I became a friend, and he was talking about dying possibility, and he was talking about his funeral and where it would be, and I said, well, I'm not ready, Don. He said, I'm not either, but God may be.
Well, I tell you, once again, we're just so proud of our founder.
Yes, we are.
And we thank the National Religious Broadcasters for bestowing this honor on Brother Don this evening, and just pray for Don and Linda back in Orlando again, and it'll be a great evening for the family down there, and we're looking forward to some good stories when they come back to us again. Hey, listen, thank you, because as Brother Don would say, we're here for you, listener. That's why we're here,
right?
And God has just given us the great privilege of serving you in this place. So, today's issues, and Lord willing, one of the great programs on this network is that Trivia Friday. They'll be back tomorrow. You have yourself a great day. Bye for now.